welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all take a departure from the normal wines they have as they enjoy wine from the Finger Lakes in New York by Wagner Vineyards, their Cabernet Franc. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, oh, tonight, Scott is going to make it right.
That's right. I'm going to make it rain, folks. Thanks for joining us.
I'm sorry I had to lead off with a Genesis song. That's quite poor on me. But nevertheless, the Triple B is also on. I don't think she knows who Genesis is.
I know who Genesis is.
Well, you probably do. Yeah, Phil Collins. Big Phil Collins fan, the Triple B is. Do, 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 do. She loves the drum machine. She just loves that.
Well,
the keytar, you know, that kind of stuff.
Genesis stuff was lovable.
Lovable?
Lovable.
I don't know about that.
I think so.
Man, Susu Studio is a form of torture.
I almost dropped my water when you said that.
Sue. It's like, that's fucking, it's not a thing. Shut the fuck up. Sue Studio.
Phil had to make some money.
Oh, he made enough money before that. He's made enough money. Made enough money. You know, it's not that a guy can't sing or play the drums or the drum machine. It's just some of his songs are stupid.
Well,
or he's trying to be a tough guy. And he's not a tough guy. He's a little guy.
He did make some coin when he went solo.
Is he a little guy? I don't know how big he is.
He's not a big guy.
No.
He's not a big man.
Well, yeah,
he... Tom Cruise little?
No, he's not wee. I didn't say he was wee. That would
he's
be
a wee man.
No. But Tom Cruise is tough. He's a tough little guy.
And he's
5'6".
Rich.
Well, that's small. He is small.
Yeah. He is Tom Cruise little.
I just knew he was substantially shorter than Peter Gabriel.
I didn't give a shit about Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel's badass.
I know you think
there's
so.
There's a musician. Peter Gabriel's a musician.
Oh, he's 5'11". Yeah. He's 5'11", which is like also not like that tall.
But, no, it's short.
And Phil is substantially shorter than him.
Yes, substantially.
Covers and pictures.
Yes. Anyway, folks, on tonight's show.
This is a great intro.
Well, I think this is the genesis of wine, quite frankly. We are, as you heard in the intro, whatever you want to call it, we are taking a departure from wines that we normally drink tonight. This isn't from France. Thanks to Trump, we won't be drinking many of those for a while. Italy.
To be fair.
We might be dead before nuked. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if we're going to be able to drink radioactive wine anyways.
Dickwad. Anyway, no, tonight, we have taken a trip, not literally, but figuratively, to the Finger Lakes in New York, New York proper, to test out one of their red wines. And we have a few New York wines in the queue because we consider that a legitimate area. I actually think it's the, let's see, fourth best area in the United States. Just saying, California,
Cali,
Washington, Oregon, whichever one you want to put for each other. Maybe Washington before Oregon, or either or. And then I would say New York, then Virginia.
Okay,
that's my opinion. Might
say
not.
It again. Say your same.
California, Oregon, Washington.
2A, 2B.
Yeah, sure. And then the Finger Lakes.
Okay.
Then Virginia, then Long Island. For
where
me.
Where you put North Carolina?
What?
Where'd you put North Carolina?
What?
Huh?
Sure. Yeah, they're great.
You roll it.
Take a bite. Yes. Then you don't sit down on the toilet when you poop.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
Take that out.
No, I won't. I already had to put it back away. So they make wine, obviously, in the Finger Lakes.
Allegedly.
And this winery is the oldest, I believe, of those. Well, one of the oldest, anyway. Of those wineries. And this is Wagner Vineyards. And it's not the Wagners.
Oh, suspicious.
It's not. It has nothing to do with Camus or anyone, Joe or his dad, Chucky, any of those sons of bitches.
Charles. No.
This is a different Wagner family. And this is the Wagner family vineyards, or I'm sorry, Wagner Vineyards Cabernet Franc. So we're having a Cabernet Franc on the show tonight, something we don't typically have either. Now, I think that if you know anything about the Finger Lakes, you know that typically these wines are more Germanic in style. So there's Riesling is a focus of that, partly because of the colder climate. Mm-hmm. But they are able to do red wines there. On Long Island, they're able to do a lot of red wines. They even do port, and I've had it, and it's not damn bad.
Really? That's
Pinar, I believe, is port house. Not the Australian Russian, no.
No, I thought you were saying Pinar like it's not a Pinot, it's a...
Oh, no.
You're Pinar. Making a weird joke. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Pinar. But it was a Cab Franc port. It was quite good, actually. I enjoyed it. And it wasn't expensive either. And this one is $15, $16. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And then we're going to be back here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care. But your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So the 2016 Wagner Vineyards Estate Bottled Cabernet Franc from the Finger Lakes in New York. So you understand, Triple B is going to go through a few things. We have this wine has some publicity, as it were. She's going to go through that for us here.
Do you want me to read the reviews?
Yes.
Or do you want me to read the other part?
Okay. Oh, yes.
So it received a 90 from Robert Parker's Wine Advocate.
Wow.
The 2016 Cabernet Franc is all Cab Franc this year.
What? It was water last year. It was 17% water. From the legs.
A little right. Water.
And fish.
Yeah. Aged backwash for 12 months and used mostly American oak.
Highly used.
Yeah. It comes in at 13% alcohol. Question, if you're reusing American oak, are you going to get more or less flavor?
Less.
So maybe that's better?
It is much better.
Yeah.
I don't like new American unless it's a big, 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 big cab.
What was the one recently where it was new American oak and they did a really good job with it? I don't recall what it was, and it's unusual for us to commend somebody who's using new American oak and they do a good job with it. Usually it's over oaked.
It wasn't Bonanza. Let's just say that.
Dun, 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 dun. You know the best thing about that line? Singing the theme song.
We don't have it to drink tonight?
Singing the theme song.
All that.
We should have done more Haas jokes.
Triple B will be very upset. She loved that wine.
I was pleasantly surprised, as were you all.
No.
Yes, you were.
That's no. Pleasantly, and we weren't surprised, and it wasn't pleasantly. So neither were those.
Back to the review. It was sourced from 1993 vines, the first red grape planted by Wagner.
Oh.
This might put it all together for Wagner. Full-bodied, it coats the palate nicely, relative to Finger Lakes Reds, of course.
Ooh, that's a cut.
Yeah, that is. That's like a burn.
Yeah, you're so pretty, kind of.
For the Finger Lakes.
For a heavier set person.
No, it is. Your
that looks good on you.
Yes.
This other podcast I listened to, it's the Babysitter's Club. They do a burn of the week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a burn of the week.
That dress fits your body shape very nicely.
Mm-hmm. The structure. What did you said something to me today?
I didn't say anything like that.
Yes, you did.
Mm-mm.
The boys were all over me today, all day long.
Oh, yeah. I said that you're like Princess Diana.
And I froze.
Well, I was excluding the car crash part. I mean,
he
I didn't mean
beloved.
That. Yes, beloved.
Isn't that a weird comparison?
Elton John wrote a song about her when she's dead. But he rewrote it from, well, never mind. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's your...
He just changed the lyrics from Norma Jean.
Fast.
Scott's like, I wish I didn't know this.
Goodbye,
I'm
someone I never knew.
To be a witness.
Well, he knew Princess Diana, though. We didn't know...
Marilyn.
No. Goodbye.
So anyway,
person
Scott,
who used a lot of cocaine and barbiturates.
Just get ready, Scott, for
who died of an OD.
Oh, I've got a canned statement ready for you.
No, great.
I'll support
you. I do not recall.
No. I'm going to tell the truth.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Unless you'd like me to do
nope.
it.
Nope.
Okay.
Full body. Okay. The structure is a little less impressive, but this should still work well enough to develop nicely over the next several years. It should and needs to be more expressive, but this is quite a bargain, even if it does not hold for as long and as well as I might hope. It's worth leaning up for the moment. It's another super bargain from a winery that delivers them effortlessly. This is not that great of a review for a 90.
No. Well, as I might hope. In a review, just a wine reviewer, it's not Robert Parker, it's whoever who works there now. In a wine review, it's what you believe, not what you hope.
Or what you see.
When I wish upon a star, wished a lot of wines were good, and they weren't.
Stop talking about Bonanza.
Do you think that he prorated this because of the region it's from?
Prorated it? You mean up?
Yeah.
You mean graded it on a curve.
Yes.
Well, that's what we're here to find out, isn't it?
It seems like that, and that's not really fair.
What's stupid?
We'll find out. I mean...
Are you all going to grade it on a curve?
No.
Grade nothing on a curve. Nothing!
No. It also, though, just so you understand, it got a silver medal at the Finger Lakes International Wine Competition.
Wow.
Yes. When is that and can we go?
I don't know. I just know that it got a silver medal, which means it was second place. Or is it it got an orange ribbon. No.
Wagner Vineyard was voted the 2019 Winery of the Year by New York Wine Classic.
What's that?
It's April 4th and 5th.
We could actually go to that.
I know. That's why I said, when is it?
It's interesting. Scott won't, though.
It's in Rochester, New York.
You could go to that.
I don't really want to go to Rochester,
New York. No, you could go to that.
Why?
Where'd you go on vacation? Rochester. No one has ever said that, though. That's almost exotic. It's like Bangkok. You know, it's like...
Now, Rochester.
It's like, where are you going to go on vacation? Are you going to go to Bermuda? Are you going to go to Florida? Are you going to go to... L.A. No, I'm going to go to Rochester, New York.
We talked about going to the Finger Lakes.
That's true, but that's not Rochester.
That's where you would stay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Then we'll do that. We'll go. I'll stay in Rochester. That's awesome. Where are you going on vacation? I just want to tell somebody. I'm going on vacation at Rochester, New York. What? Well, the Finger Lakes are near there. See, it's someplace you have to explain why you're going. It's like, I'm going to Albany. What? Albany. Don't they have, like, in Albany, they have, like, this weird-looking sphere thing that is actually a theater. It's very cool. It's like a round bean shape. I forget. It has a name.
Are you talking about the Bean in Chicago?
No. This is an actual theater in Albany, New York. Look it up.
Theater.
It's a theater.
I wonder if James Suckling goes to the theater in Albany.
Yes, I do. I go to the theater. In Albany, New York. I vacation in Rochester in Albany, New York. When I want to slum it, I go to Buffalo. I love it. It's fantastic. Catskills. I don't even know what that is. I just like to say Catskills.
I'm not seeing that.
Well, that's because you're ignorant. You don't know Albany like I know Albany.
Egg.
I'm an aficionado. Yes, it's the egg. It is the egg.
The egg. Excuse me, but it's a performing arts venue,
it's a theater. It's the egg. It's exceptional.
Oh, I see that.
Exceptionally weird. Why don't we design something that's the shape of an egg that is smaller than it needs to be and completely pointless? I believe there are two theaters in that egg.
Yeah, because that seats 450 people, so they had to have another.
There's one. Only 725 in Albany, New York, anyway. Mm. So,
how dare you?
How many people do you need? There's two theaters. There's also like a couple
a
thousand
one. That's the one that I found was the normal one.
Well, it's bigger than 450.
Yeah.
That's a high school auditorium.
Yeah.
Kitty Carlisle.
Kitty Carlisle, what's that?
Although, you know, when you're in New York City, many of the theaters are not large venues. So, no.
Are they the shape of an egg?
Don't poo-poo a smaller theater.
I'm not. I'm saying it's a theater. You don't even pronounce it right. You're a theater. 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 It's a theater.
Got news for you. You're not pronouncing it right there.
A theater.
Theater?
Yeah. I'm going to go down to the movie theater.
I'm going
to
see a film.
Yeah, I'm going to film. No.
Film.
I'm going to see one of those movies. I like to see those talkies down there.
Them talkies?
Yeah.
So some food pairing notes.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead there.
Ripe tannins are an ideal complement for pizza.
Okay. No.
Grilled meats, pasta, and cheese dishes.
Hmm. But they're just saying that ripe tannins are generally, not this wine, but generally. Yes.
It's medium-bodied with lively fruit, featuring raspberry and black cherry aromas, and a smooth, supple finish. Oak-aged in 60-gallon oak barrels.
Hmm.
Case production, 683.
Okay.
That's a very low case production. But then again, how many can you have in Wagner? So.
How much can you have of Cab Franc? I'd hate to hurt your feelings, Rob, but... Yeah.
It's no Petit Verdot. I'm not normally a big Cab Franc drinker.
But it's because normally you have Cab Franc. So... Mm-hmm. Yes, and so
we had a terrible Cab Franc previously with some friends.
Yes, that was North Carolina.
And my favorite joke that our friend John made about it was that it tasted like it had been made in Frank's bathtub.
Yes,
it was so bad.
Yes.
Was that the one that you guys just hated, and then the next day, or maybe in the same night, somebody else in the party was just raving on and on about the wine?
No, that was something that you completely imagined.
Okay.
Yes. Now, this is the one where basically they catered to bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bad ones. And so they had wine slushies and shit like that. And they came in like,
And then the woman, remember, you could buy it in a box. And she was like, but in case you need to make it last for more than one day, but who does that? And like.
I thought one of our friends that was in that wedding party.
No, it's not a wedding. It wasn't a wedding.
Oh, this is a different
trip. Yes, and that never happened in any situation. Scott has a drug problem. He imagines things.
Not a drug problem.
Yes. So, the Wagner Vineyard Cab Franc. In the glass, it looks like Cab Franc. A Cab Franc should have a ruby color, and this does. It also should be a little more aromatic than a Cabernet, just to say. So, we'll find that out next. The alcohol level, by the way, is spot on. For a Cab Franc, it should be under 13. And it's a Bordeaux varietal. And in case you didn't know, folks, the Finger Lakes is an AVA.
Go like this.
Go like that.
And then pull it up. And I am getting bubbles.
I see a lot of sediment.
Nope, these are bubbles.
Salt.
Okay.
Yes, I've got bubbles rising to the sides.
Maybe there's a fish in your glass. Or a scuba man. I don't have any.
Ready? Like, watch right here, this line. Okay, ready?
I'm
you not. See it, don't you?
That might not be a clean glass.
They're all exceptionally clean.
But it's, look, hers is doing something.
Let me see it. Let me inspect.
It is, right?
Yes.
The fuck is that?
I told you.
So,
yours isn't doing that?
No.
Those are simple salts. No, that's from the wine. That's not soapy.
Let me see.
That's simple salts of some kind. Yeah, it's just, maybe that's the bottom part where the sediment was.
Well, then switch my glasses.
No, I don't want to. I don't care. There you go. There's mine.
No, there's bubbles coming up.
Let me see it.
It's not in yours. In mine, there's bubbles.
Well, give me your glass. I'll drink out of your glass. I'm not afraid of that shit.
They're really small, and they're rising to the perimeter.
Right.
And they're,
like they would in a champagne.
And it's not. No. Small spot. This is different. I've never seen anything like that before.
You two are crackheads. There we go.
Mine's not doing it.
The nose is raspberry, a little cassis, and the raspberry might be a little bit jammy.
There's something earthy back there.
Okay.
It does smell like a raspberry jam, but in a very pleasant way.
There's a little bit of cassis, though, there, too. So
I get like a dry, dusty, clay-like, like soil aroma. Like not mud, necessarily, but just
were you in the guest dusty bathroom earlier?
No, that would mean my whole nose was bleached out.
Nah, so too late
that's
for me.
That's true. That's why I can only smell
my hands are very dry, and you know they don't feel too good.
Gross.
Here we go. I'm gonna drink it.
Okay. It's. I don't know that I would call this more aromatic than a cab. Than a cab Sauvignon. It's. if I would compare it to anything because of the raspberry, I would say a Zin nose, but not really.
Do you get like a good dose of Dawn mid palate?
No, there's nothing wrong. I think it was just a little more sediment as it further goes down.
It wasn't sediment.
Shh, hush. It's okay. You're fine.
That's what Scott tried to say, and then he saw it, and it was bubbles.
It's fine. Still Dawn. It's actually quite interesting. One thing, full-bodied it's a little bent, probably because you're saying it's full-bodied for Finger Lakes. It's medium-bodied.
But a nice medium body. Mm-hmm. It's got nice body. It has a nice kind of round mouth feel. You know what I like about it? There's a tart acidity about it. That's quite nice. Mm.
The mid palate, too. You know what it's a little bit like? Remember the Mencia?
Yeah.
A little bit like that.
That tart acidity and the round mouth feel.
And the flavor profile isn't all that different. It has a radiation to radiant. maybe that's my glass. A radiating. Well, it's from the oak. Just a radiating light bit of oak that just gives it a little bit of a spring and not even heat, but just a little bit of a spicy note to it throughout that just radiates a little bit.
Officer, I didn't see her put anything radioactive into his glass. She said that it was bubbles. He said no, it wasn't. He drank it anyway. I don't know why he turned orange and his head exploded.
Becky, why did you put the
now that's my
the voice. Radium in his drink? Did you think he would not notice your ruse? That is true. Perhaps the glass I gave you is the poison glass. I just wanted to take that away from Scott so he could do that you shit.
Can't.
Yeah. No. You need to work on it more. It's too stilted.
Robert.
Jesus.
Robert.
What do you want, you douche?
That's the best voice on this show right now.
Oh, shut up. You're just saying that to piss me off.
It is. Uh-huh. What voice do you have to compare? No, it's not even close. It's a disgusting voice.
That's the point. I don't think you quite understand.
There are a lot of voices.
There are a lot of voices. Yes.
I wonder what the penophile would think of this.
What? I think it's very good. I think I had the company from my.
I won't tolerate that anymore. I like what your question was about the penophile because to me.
So do I. The penophile.
Go ahead.
To me, this actually tastes similar to a Pinot in that it is light bodied, lighter body than what I expected. And the oaking is nice. It's so much better than what I expected. But that tart acidity, I feel like, is something that you would see in a Pinot.
I think that's the biggest comparison point. That now that you say that and it's not super over the top, but it's just a nice tart acidity that we find in expressive Pinots. This isn't this doesn't express itself other than that like a Pinot, in my opinion. But I like it.
Well, this the thing about Cab Franc, it doesn't have a lot of similarities to Pinot, mind you. In Finger Lakes, it does kind of emulate. I said Mencia, but Mencia is a is similar to Pinot. I think it's a little more linear, a little more mineral driven.
Yeah.
But rosés are often made out of Cab Franc as well. Just like
Wagner Pinot. Wagner Vineyards had a nice little line of rosés.
Mm-hmm. It does well. It's a versatile grape in that regard. It's not as popular on its own because it makes little medium-bodied, slightly aromatic kind of reds that that blend well, that give accent and whatnot to Merlot and Cabernet and Bordeaux, but aren't often put by themselves. I've had many Cabernet Francs by themselves, but they don't have some of the weirdo red varietals like Petit Verdot.
He just twinkles in his eye, and it's not just because he likes to say Petit Verdot, which I can't say. Well, that is why. Yeah. But he honestly has a crush on.
Well, I do. Verdot. It's delicious.
Did Cab Franc used to be like more historically popular?
That's a good question. If
probably no.
I think we would have a hard time answering that because you wonder before the Laos, before Phylloxera.
Yeah, phylloxera. Well, the parasitic soils, folks.
Yeah, you know, destroyed so much. But I wonder if it was a more prominent grape in France.
Well, I can answer that question. No. So, now, one thing about New York, it has parasitic soils just like Ohio here does. So, it limits what classic red varietals, white varietals that you can grow there. Well, what they found in New York, the gentleman, what is his name? Dr. Constantini Frank. He's a Ukrainian immigrant. So, I'm sure... Oh, yeah. Never mind. So, he found... I believe what he did was he grafted traditional vines to local grape stock and got it to be resistant. So that's why you have Cab Franc and whatnot in the Finger Lakes being so successful today. I mean, obviously in lower yields than they have in California. But and that's an interesting thing in the fact that you can have a wine that has a little bit of uniqueness to it. Because you can taste this and say, I know this is in California. There's nothing in California that comes across this way. Cab Franc in California doesn't come across this way. And you know it's a little bit unique. I'm not sure if anybody would ever point out it's New York, but you're gonna take a step back and kind of be quizzical about it.
Yeah, the thing I would say that this doesn't have that Cab Franc from California has, it doesn't have that burliness. Maybe it's the body's similar, you know, from a medium body standpoint, but mm-hmm. there's nothing rustic or beastly right. about this. This is smooth. Almost silky, honestly. This is a smooth wine.
I think
wine.
That to me, it is so much more related to a Pinot because of that.
Well, the mouthfeel.
Because mouth of feel. That silkiness. Because yeah. it is a much more delicate tasting wine than a Cab is.
Well, in Cab Francs, you know, are usually a little burly. You know, if you would equate softness
well,
with
burlier
harshness.
They're burlier than this.
Burlier than this, yeah.
I think, yes. If you blind tasted somebody that was just a casual drinker, they would probably think this is a Pinot Noir or something like that.
Yeah. I for sure would have thought that. Something I just saw on my internet research is that Cab Franc is often planted as an insurance policy because you harvest it earlier than you do, like, a Cab Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm.
And so in case of bad weather later, they grow this and then they can blend it in later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a... insurance policy, which is kind of sad because it's a nice glass of wine on its own.
Yeah, it's just not classically as popular. I mean, mm-hmm. naturally, it doesn't taste as big and as rich as a Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot or any of those things, but it still has some interesting characteristics.
I know. I almost feel like it's really it's almost sad that it's called Cabernet Franc because that's the natural comparison. But if it was named something different. People yeah. might just like it on its own.
Like Dick Schlottmann Franc.
Yeah, that's
it. Ray Johnson.
Yes.
That you got it.
Yeah.
You know, the longer this sits, the more I have of it, the more I'm embracing these tannins. They're wonderful.
Oh, yeah. They're very easy to drink.
Round mm-hmm. and lingering.
Mm-hmm.
Has a very nice finish.
Actually mm-hmm. has a nice, long, round finish. It's yeah. a really nice finish.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I get the 90. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying my number's going to start with a 90, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that it's a lovely, enjoyable wine.
Yeah.
I mean, and quite frankly, I think that there's a lot of people out there that would find the drinkability really, really soon.
Yeah, I think so.
This is the first Cab Franc that I've liked. Normally when I drink it my stomach hurts. I don't enjoy it at all.
And, you know, I, for one, have poo-pooed a lot of the non-Californian, non-Pacific Northwest wines in the United States. This makes me want to do more Finger Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. The other Finger Lakes stuff I've had has been meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Syrupy.
Just nondescript. Well, whites, but I'm trying to remember the red I had.
They probably can do some Dornfelner there.
Well, yeah. No. Yeah. I could stay in my aunt's basement.
You could.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, she kicked me out. She wouldn't let me play my PlayStation.
Probably. Well, folks, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back here on the Wine Ball. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, we're going to play a little pro and con. Last time I humiliated Scott. So it's the triple B's turn now to humiliate Scott once again. We are going to start off, because Scott sucks at this game. We're going to start off, let Scott go first.
Pro.
And just to remind people, the point of the game is, on pro and con, you will have a subject matter on a piece of paper written in crayon. Before you look at the subject matter, you have to say either pro or con. Then you have to argue the way you have already announced, whether or not you feel that way or not. We will do five. And then the other person provides the counterpoint to that argument. So Scott has announced pro. So Scott, what is your first category?
Love block wines. This is going to be fun.
You saw it, didn't you?
No, I did not. I said pro before I opened it. I did.
Well, I don't believe him, but...
I did.
Triple B has to be con love blind.
But she has to be authentic.
It's done. I've got it.
So, love block. Pinot Noir. My friend Rob, the wine guy, has spoken ad nauseum about his love for Pinot Noir and that it... effective at the price point that it is spectacular. And
it's on sale for $28 right now.
That really is good.
Why? I don't know. It should be sold out. But
out on wine.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a fantastic price, folks.
Dumb.
Slightly sellable. You know, you're not going to hold on to it for 10 years, but it's
what were your impressions of it?
I thought it was...
Not you.
I haven't had current vintage. I haven't had the vintage you guys have bought. I haven't had it since the first two bottles. What's that?
You had it at Del Mar.
Yeah.
And that was
not current vintage.
Oh, yeah, it was.
I thought it was the year before.
No.
You didn't like it.
Well, I didn't like much that night. Mm-hmm. But the Love Block, spectacular. We couldn't recommend a New Zealand higher. Sauvignon Blanc. Delicious. And it's the Triple B's second favorite. I'm going to say it's your second favorite. So, Turley's the first. Love Block, Kim Crawford. Kim Crawford is Love Block. I'm just going to argue that this is Triple B's second favorite winery.
Okay.
And I'm going to stand by that. I think it's a brilliant choice by you, Becky, to love Kim Crawford's stuff so much.
So, con.
Con. So, Love Block is made by a man that sold out his own name for a lot of money, but he sold it out and then went right back to making the same exact thing he was making previously. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel like that says a lot about his character and what kind of person he is, that he sold out the name. We see people all the time sell their wineries, so it's totally fine, but he could have stayed on to his namesake wine and made wine there, continued to be like the head winemaker. But instead he sold out and is now making and selling this wine under a completely, anonymous name. You would never know that he made it until then. The other criticism that I have of this wine is I think that there is possibly some potential on the wine label because it's like a dandelion weed growing on it.
Yeah.
So for the price point, for the experience they have, I think they could do a little bit more. In that arena.
I don't understand the criticism of the dandelion wine. And Mr. Crawford is simply following guidelines under probably contractual. First of all, he did a non-compete for a couple years before he started Love Block. And Love Block is a perfectly wonderful name.
Notice you're not getting any points for any of this nonsense. You had your chance. You made your argument. Whether it was weak or good, it's over.
Oh, no, I'm making a rebuttal.
It's over, Johnny. That's just, you're done.
Hey.
No rebuttals.
Rebuttal?
So, you are a rebuttal.
You rebutted me.
On to the Triple B. Pro or con?
I question the authenticity of Triple B's argument.
I feel like we're getting kind of low, and I don't know if I'm going to know a lot of them.
I took one here.
I think you'll be all right.
You have another one picked out?
I didn't open it. a choice.
You don't put it back in there.
I can choose.
No, not until she's done. Go ahead. Cheating dick.
Minus 1 point.
Basically.
For what?
Okay. I haven't looked. I'm going to be calm.
Yes.
I know what it is, but I don't know it to make an argument about it.
Well, what is it?
No, I'm just putting it back in. I don't know it. I don't know it to make an argument about it.
And I lose a point for making a rebuttal.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's your point there.
I think you should do another. Okay. I'll do con again.
Okay.
Wilfred Wong.
Con Wilfred. What do you mean, Wilfred Wong? You can't con me. I'm too smart for that. Go ahead. Willie.
This is another one where I like don't pay attention to. You're not on to Google.
Oh yeah.
No, you're not, Scott. No Googling, you dick.
There's never been that rule.
It always has been the rule. You
oh,
just.
Oh my lord.
I know you don't have a brain, but nevertheless.
I didn't Google anything about what we're wrong.
Googling dumbass shit.
Okay, so my con of Wilfred Wong. I know who he is, but I don't listen that much because you always do it in a stupid voice.
What do you mean? It's not a stupid voice. It's my voice. It's like Wilfred Wong.
But what I would generalize about Wilfred Wong is that I don't feel like he is...
real?
I was going to say critical enough of wine that it seems often like he's just happy to be drinking.
he's happy that they allow him in the building.
Right. So that's my con.
Oh. I think the beautiful thing about Wilfred Wong is that he is happy to be drinking. He's happy to be above the soil. I love about Willie that everything pairs well with a mango chutney red snapper.
That's more con than anything.
No, I love that. I love it. And you know, that is a wonderful dish, and it is very versatile. But, no, seriously, he's a bit out there on his reviews. But he's always colorful. You got to give Willie that. And he does try to always list a food pairing in his review, which is kind of his thing, and that's, you know, he's got his thing, so that's kind of unique. And you know, let's be honest, there are some worse reviewers out there than Wilfred Wong, right, James?
I don't know what you mean. He's a bot, you dick. He's not even real. Well, he's just a computer voice.
He, you know, the Botox.
You probably think those sex lines are real women talking to you, don't you?
Oh, it's Wilfred Wong.
And me too, but you're calling the wrong places, buddy.
I thought I recognized you.
135 a minute. It was my master class, and the unlicensed called in. I went, this is not that kind of party, but you did pay $135, so I guess it's that kind of party.
I brought the mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God. So, next for Scott, pro or con?
Con.
Scott, con. What? What is it?
I'm going to...
No, you have to read it.
So, dumbass. we're gonna do it this way. We're not going to tell you what the category is, and you have to guess the category.
What'd you say, con? You said con?
Yeah.
Aw, okay.
It's yourself, right?
This person...
Yeah, it's you. I wrote these. You think I know.
This person is full of himself. He's a mere... Oh, pittance of a man, and you know, pretends to be an artiste, and
show
he's
me the shit.
Well known for attempting to sell his website. He has a really funny voice and odd pictures with crowns on their head. And I just, you know, what can you say, but he's just a mockery of a man.
Oh, that's not very nice. That's just mean.
Just kidding.
Go fuck yourself.
Do you have anything else?
That was cruel.
No. Well,
I'm going for the points.
You weren't, but you missed some key points. Go ahead. A pro, and this is the Pinot file, folks. Right.
The Prince of Pinot.
Pino. It's me.
So,
yes.
The Prince of Pinot.
Yes.
Looks. Stop saying that.
What?
Looks like a delightful grandpa.
He does, actually.
Really, really sweet. Someone that you could talk to for a very long time. He's retired.
Twice.
I mean, from his day job. I think, what was he, a doctor?
He was an eye doctor.
Eye doctor, that's what I was going to say. So he was an eye doctor. He retired. He just loves wine, and he created a website where he has cataloged hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of wines.
And it's for sale.
His thoughts on them. Shouldn't be. I give him a very good price. And what I most admire about him is that he takes it very seriously, because he knows that his followers will or will not buy wine based off of what he says. And I honestly think that weighs on him, and it almost like took away his ability to enjoy wine, because he took it seriously.
That's a lot of subject.
And I think that is why he's selling his website.
Well,
and it makes me sad, because
that's actually what he said.
I have a couple questions.
I mean, there's no questions.
There's no questions. But I'm just saying, it makes me sad, because wine is something to be enjoyed.
Yeah.
None of us take ourselves too seriously.
Well, I do.
Did he adopt? Because I don't think you can have grandchildren if you've never had sex before.
Why would you say that about him?
That's slanderous.
I don't know.
He is a perfectly nice gentleman. He looks so nice.
In your opinion.
In my opinion, he looks very kind. And I've defended him every single time you all have brought him up on
that
the show.
That is very true. That's very true. So,
that in itself should cost you points.
The only negative thing I could say about him is that it makes me sad he hasn't been able to truly enjoy wine for wine's sake, because he's taken his job of reviewing wine so seriously. I feel like it's almost been a burden for him. For us, it's been just this amazing, wonderful, leisurely activity. For him, I think it was a burden.
Of making fun of him.
That is a pastime, isn't it?
No. Okay. I'm going to be so mad if I don't win this, because
he's the first person. I'm the Pizza
Pino. Go ahead.
Okay, so Becky's number four. Are you going to be pro or con? Pizza Pino.
She's pro Pizza
Pino. Pro?
It weighs on him so much.
It does.
They have all 17 people. They need to know what I think of Foxglove Pino. I love the team. Fox Glove. Foxes don't wear gloves, folks. Don't change your winery name.
I've gotten Tim Atkins three times. I know who that is.
Yeah, I know who that is. He's so sexy. You were on the episode where we found out. By the way, no.
Pro? Did I say con?
You said pro.
Can I say con?
You can say pro.
She's reading
it's
it.
It's pro. You have to go.
Okay.
What is it?
The unlicensed
tech. You have to be con yourself.
Didn't we already do me? I mean, literally.
Never. No one has, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
There's genetic testing right now to prove that nobody has.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. Pro the unlicensed? This is going to be difficult for me. That's why I'm not playing. Go ahead.
I can easily do this.
Okay.
I wish that Scott was judging.
Somehow I wish I was judging too.
Pros of the unlicensed taxi driver. Number one, I think that he has a different palate than Rob or I, and is able to point out nuances that we do not always see.
There's a reason for that.
I mostly make them up.
No, I think it's fantastic. And I think that you're more adventurous in your purchasing of wine.
Maybe just in general.
And number three, you never show up at our house empty-handed.
Oh, I'll try to do.
Number four, I think that you, sometimes when the superstar gets really off track, you bring everyone back together, remind them why we're here.
You fail at it, but you try.
To do a wine podcast and to review the wine, and I think you do a really good job. I also, like I said earlier in the episode, I do think that your German therapist voice is the best voice we have currently on the show.
Do you have a ponytail on the side of your head?
No, it's a braid.
Where the hell did that come from?
She's been braiding her hair during the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Freaks me out. Okay.
I just did it.
I just saw smoke come out of her head when she was trying to do that. But okay, now you
have
to go.
I'm sure it was
painful.
Trying
to braid my hair?
I don't know what you were doing. That's weird.
Yeah, I just people wear braids.
Well, I know, but it's like hanging out the side of your head. It's like a Viking would do it. It's just
no. That's really it's really trendy right now to have just like a braid in your hair.
Not for me.
Well, so cons about the unlicensed taxi driver.
And that would be you. Yes.
There would be all those dead
hookers.
Hookers in your buried in your backyard.
Yeah.
That's not good. It's
that's bad.
Part of my past that I. Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't made a dead hooker joke in a long time.
Though. You haven't.
And no. Who's going to raise all these darn boys if we have.
Yeah.
If we go to prison for those bodies.
Yeah. It's a clay. It's not a real soft yard. So it's hard to fucking dig out there.
And they're not going to decompose.
Nah. Well,
probably not.
Coyotes are for.
just gas.
No. The truth is.
You're doing good at this.
Yeah, I forfeit this one. Becky's absolutely right.
Aww.
<to win. laughs>
No, that's actually fair.
When
it's not fair, she's wrong, but she's
I'm
still.
I'm my fifth grade commencement ceremony. I put X-lax in the brownies, and
hey, let's just be frank. You are admired enough that someone modeled a sex doll after you. Well, a companion doll. So, I mean, you do have a following somewhere.
I'm
it's
not
in
sure
Tijuana.
If that's a pro or a con.
You've got
a
following.
That was actually a Prince Valiant doll.
That was not. That was a Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver John doll. Also,
it's a little bit upsetting you don't get royalties off of it.
You should, because it
I
is you.
I didn't think it looked like me.
You didn't. Everyone else knew it looked like you.
No.
Did you like the video, by the way? Folks, I made a retrospective video of Scott's New Year's Eve.
It's like
and
a PowerPoint.
It was a PowerPoint, but it was on, if
set
you have Keynote on your phone,
mm-hmm.
Set to Music, A Rich Girl by Hall & Oates, where Scott had a, I basically journalized Scott's journey on his New Year's Eve, and it involved him drinking, meeting new friends, eating at Waffle House. Meeting new friends.
Waffle House is delicious.
Drinking.
Going swimming?
No. Wearing dildos and trying to meet people. Then entering into the Eastern European film industry.
It's not
porn.
A dildo.
Well, they were. And then disappearing forever. The end.
But yet I'm here.
I thought it was a funny video.
It was great. I loved it. You were very upset. You were very salty about
it.
I
almost died.
Not at all. I didn't rewatched it.
You should.
Whenever Rob showed it to me, I said, please tell me you made this on your phone and not your work computer.
Of course.
But you did. That was your immediate response.
Terrified.
Nah, nobody cares.
But then, and then when I realized that you had just taken photos of all the review photos, that made me
all the reviews off Amazon.
So
it was just
funny.
The photos that people post on Amazon. It's like, oh. There's somebody eating.
It was really, really good.
Oh, there it is with a very, very small penis strapped to it. Okay, that's good. That'll work for that.
That was trying to work. And Rob's he sent it to me like six times. Well, I added music. I added more.
I added more slides.
Like, I'm actually trying to work
It's
here.
Exceptional. You should watch it. I'm sad that you didn't watch it.
You didn't
I
watch
made it?
It
for you.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, it's
well,
funny.
You'll watch it before you leave tonight. So
it's funny.
I probably won't.
You will because I'm going to show
the
it
The fact
to you.
That people posted photos of it for reviews is just hilarious.
Yeah. Bachelorette party fun.
Yeah.
Well,
people carried it around like a My Buddy doll.
Yeah, they did. Nude.
Yeah. It's funny. It's all funny.
It was funny. So.
All right.
I think some people had sex with it, too. So they.
That's the purpose of the dolls. The sex dolls. That's what they
that's
do.
That's not what they did in this.
This was just
None
a companion
doll. None of
the reviews
were like that. They just carried it around and dressed it up.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's all they did.
That's basically what people do with you. So.
Well, they don't really carry me around. They might. Drag me by the heels.
That's right. Get dressed, Scott. We're going out.
Okay.
And then you go home.
Okay.
That's basically what they did with the inflatable. So, now, Scott, pro or con in the last round? We have a tight game today.
What
Is it pro or con?
It's Tim Atkins. Take him out. Oh.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that doesn't wear a shirt, and he's the wine reviewer.
Pro.
Pro what?
You know, if you're a volume drinker.
What is it?
You can't do better than boxed wines.
Boxed wines. Well, you love boxed wines.
I love boxed wines. You can't beat it for the value. Occasionally you'll go into a restaurant and you say, give me the house Pinot.
Who says that?
And it'll be, palatable.
What?
And as it's only $3.75, you're curious.
No, I'm not.
What? What winery is this from? And the bartender says, oh, no. And then points to the box, and it's Black Box Pinot Noir.
What the fuck are you
eating?
And
it's not bad.
It's awful.
That was Probst, man.
Jesus Christ.
Probst House Pinot.
Sounds about right.
Black Box.
Nice job, Probst.
Yeah, and then...
Jesus.
White wine from a box.
Ooh, that's just trash, man. Come on.
Who hasn't opened the box up to puncture a couple holes in the top so that it comes out of the spigot a little faster? Come on, folks. You've not done that?
Because I've never bought box wine except for the show.
You haven't lived until you've popped the top off the box of a boxed wine.
I actually think that's factually inaccurate.
No, it's true. It does come out faster. Some people actually...
I know it does, but you can try that with chicken
it's
broth,
It's like
folks.
Putting another hole in the back of a can.
You're venting it.
Yeah, you're venting it, so it goes faster.
Buy a gas can. It does the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. What's your point?
That's brilliant. Box wines are brilliant. They're just fashionable.
It's hydrodynamics.
People love them. And you can't argue with efficiency.
Remember Dr. Vinny? I can't fit my box of wine in my refrigerator. What do I do? Is it okay to put it in a bottle?
Listen, don't mock the boxed wine drinkers who don't understand how to raise and lower their shelves in their refrigerator.
It can't be a problem that the thing you want to drink out of is too big to fit in your fucking refrigerator. That means you're a drunk. It just means you're a drunk.
That's my argument.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
But they can fit in here. Here's the beauty of box wines. You can put them in there sideways, and they're not going to spill out.
3 fucking liters is stupid. Go ahead, Becky.
What about a 1.5? What about a 4.25 box? The versatility, unmatched, unsurpassed.
Versatility?
And also, here's a marketing ploy.
A marketing ploy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think ploy would be the proper term for that, but go ahead.
No, it's a ploy.
Okay.
You market... chalkboard box wine. So when you're having that house party and it's getting a little crazy, you can play chalkboard messages.
What?
Let's say there's a little Chiquita. You check out that she's drinking the White Zinfandel. You leave her a little love note on the box.
A Chiquita, huh?
Chiquita.
Oh, God. Can we go back to the pro con on the unlicensed taxi driver, please?
So I won.
I'm ready for my con.
Go ahead, please. Chiquita.
So I
can't wait to hear this.
We all tasted Boda. Yes. We tasted Black Box.
Yes, yes.
And we did a couple of cans, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's losing points for bringing up cans.
Why?
Wrong venue. We're talking about box wines.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Why don't you not chew in the mic, dumbass?
So, go ahead. In my opinion.
Yes.
I think that box wines just really exist for getting drunk. It's yes. not for the enjoyment of wine.
I understand.
And
you say that like it's a negative.
Well, I just think if you are wanting to get drunk, there's nothing wrong with it. I think there are better alternatives that would get you there faster.
What, like sniffing
vodka.
Glue? Sniffing
vodka.
Glue?
Sure.
Crystal meth?
Yeah, heroin.
But some people don't want to. Do illegal things.
Well, they should just say, fuck it. They're already drinking shit out of a box.
I'm doing my review.
Oh, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
My argument. So I think that there are plenty of legal ways, like vodka, like I said, to get drunk faster without drinking some kind of pig slop in a box. The other thing that I think is calling it boxed wine is actually inaccurate because it's not really wine. It's like fermented grape juice.
It's also not really in a box. It's in a bladder in a box.
Yeah, which is disgusting.
Oh, okay. So you're going to intervene.
No.
Yeah.
It's still a boxed wine. It's just got... Yes, it's a boxed wine. That's the selling point.
It's not great. I also see a lot of people keeping boxed wine in their pantries, like after they've already opened it. And I,
how could you keep a boxed wine in your panties?
Pantry.
A panty tree? What's a panty tree? Oh, that's where you air them out.
I think we can go on to the my scoring now. So for the number one. Scott was pro love block.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, chicken dinner.
Scott did win, though.
Yes, because you can't be conned to love block wines. Period. End of discussion.
No.
I thought that I made a good attempt.
But I still find the point of you hating on him because he sold his name for millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars.
What else was there supposed to go off of? What were other con arguments you would have made?
A lack of diversity within their portfolio.
Robert, what? How much would you sell the name to the Wine Vault podcast
for? $50.
Yeah, $75. Yeah. Then I could use that money and I could parlay it and become the Prince of Pinot. Next one was...
We are beginning to think that you actually are the Prince of Pinot.
Maybe I am. Becky Kahn Wilfer Wong. And Becky was successful in that.
Yay. What?
Yes. Because you are not successful.
I'm very successful. Wilford is fun wine reviews. They're always pairing it with mango, chutney, red snapper.
I forgot that you said any of those things. And so next, Becky Kahn, or Scott Kahn, Pinto Pinot. Becky won that one.
Oh.
Probably because Scott was mean-spirited. And Becky was straight from the heart.
I mean-spirited.
And you also forgot to mention...
Straight from the heart. It was completely fabricated.
Scott, you forgot to mention Dark Web. Forgot to mention that, too. So that I docked you for that as well.
Dark Web?
Dark Web. So, four.
I don't know what you do on the Dark Web.
Becky, pro, the unlicensed. And obviously you forfeited that, so Becky won that.
No, I win by forfeiting.
No, you lost. And then last,
it's
Scott.
It's pro me, so I get the point.
No, Scott. Okay. Tell you what. We'll give you that point.
I love it.
Yeah, we'll give Scott
I'll
that point.
I'll take it.
Because Scott pro boxed wine, right?
Yes, I win that too.
No, Becky won that one.
What?
So, regardless. Because
you can't be pro boxed wine.
No, your arguments were stupid.
No, my arguments
were
great.
So, I won 4-1.
In reality, three to two. Well, no, it was a mercy.
No, I won me.
And. The only one that I lost was Love Block, which there are truly no cons.
Kind of.
But if there's a pro point for the unlicensed, I get that point.
No.
I'm the winner, chicken dinner.
No, you sucked. Matter of fact, you did worse on that time, and you tried than you did the other times when
I didn't try.
It's terrible.
I hate that game.
It requires analytical thinking.
No, it
making
requires...
Making an argument.
I don't like to rebut, and you don't let me...
You can't rebut. You put your best argument out there.
Oh, you rebut?
I'm the judge. I'm like the Supreme. Russian. The Supreme Court is allowed to ask questions of the people making the arguments. That's what I do. Boom. So with that, folks,
arguments require rebuttals.
Not in my court. So we're going to take a break and be right back with a review of the Wagner Vineyards here on the Wine Vault, folks. We here on the Wine Vault are an open opportunity podcast. We would love for you to be a guest in the Wine Vault. Scott, tell them how to do it.
Contact us at thewinevault@outlook.com. Send us a message on the Facebook at thewinevault.rs. Twitter, contact us at winevaultpodcast. Omit the O. We're on the Twitter, folks. We're on the Facebook. Contact us at our website.
Folks, you get a hold of us, we'll get a hold of you. We'll bring you on. Hey, who knows? You might even meet the superstar Steve Gibson. Oh, who can say?
God, don't make promises you can't keep.
Well... Give Steve a fiver. He'll show up. Anyway, folks, we would love to hear from you. We'd love to see you. We'd love to meet you on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So the Wagner Vineyard Estate Bottled Cabernet Franc from the Finger Lakes. We're going to go around the room, which means we're going to go across the room to the Triple B, who's going to provide a numerical score, which will be accurate, on point, and excellently
delivered to us with professionalism and expertise.
What kind of show is this?
I don't know. I'm trying to raise the bar, man. I didn't say you were going to have to do that. You're just going to throw it out there. Triple B is going to be excellent.
You're finally going to try to pass the bar?
Her and her Viking ponytail are going to throw that shit down and be
wearing
excellent.
Wearing a braid in your hair isn't a Viking look.
I saw it in Braveheart. Maybe that's not Viking, though. That's Scottish. It wasn't a woman.
Viking.
It's okay. It's cool.
There's no Vikings in Braveheart.
That just scared me. I thought it was naturally occurring. Then I realized you did that.
I had a naturally occurring hair braid.
It was terrifying. That's why I'm saying. So like,
I was terrifying?
No. Yeah, the fact that you had a naturally occurring
hair was terrifying?
No, he said you were terrifying.
Hey, you won the game. Give me a review.
I should have won 5-0.
No.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Kidding me? The box wine argument?
Okay. Make an argument. So I'm going to tell you my range and kind of think through it out loud.
Okay.
And then I'll give my score at the end as I kind of like think through it. So, yeah, I would like another little splash.
Oh, that's interesting.
So this is... That's plenty. I don't want any more. This is the first Cab Franc I've ever liked. Normally when we have it, it is not even close to being my favorite wine. Part of me feels a little bit of pity for it because...
It's just like the advocate.
Because it's an insurance policy for Cab Sauvignon. I feel like that's kind of sad. When I think it's a perfectly lovely drink on its own merits. I do like this. I would buy this again. What was the price?
$15-16.
Yeah, I think this is really lovely. I can't really compare it to a Cab Sauv, but talked about a Pinot. I'm going to say somewhere in the like 88-89 range is what I'm thinking. I think it has a silky mouthfeel. I like the tartness at the beginning. I think the oaking is very nice. I think it's a very lovely glass of wine, and I wouldn't even qualify it by saying for the Finger Lakes. I just think it's a very lovely drink.
It's a little different, but it is. No, which one, 88 or 89 do you want to do?
89
of points. That's nice. So that is a cornucopia of points.
Yeah, I'm at 88. I would frame this 87-89. Only reason I'm not a little high. This is a wonderful glass of wine. I recommend it. I'm not so certain. I don't say highly recommend. It's just such an easy drinker. So straightforward.
Yeah.
I wish it had something more to offer from the oak. Just something. A little spicy.
It can so easily overpower this
wine. I agree. But just a little vanilla. Just a little something. Just give us a little something. But... I would buy this again, for sure. The tannic component of this is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice mouthfeel, easy drinker. It's not the most complex thing, but that's fine.
No, it's not.
It's a fantastic wine for a non-West Coast, Pacific Northwest varietal.
You're qualifying it.
It's fantastic.
Anybody that drinks red wines needs to give this wine a try. Needs to give this winery a try. It's a nice, and I don't think we mentioned the fruit. It's a raspberry cherry, but it's...
We did a little bit. We maybe downplayed the cherry. I'm not sure we mentioned the cherry, but it's there. It's just...
And food pairings, and that's where you get a little bit of a dodginess. I would say meats and cheeses, like a charcuterie and cheeses, and I wouldn't go beyond that.
Just what we're doing, yeah. This is a drinking wine.
This is a after dinner where you're relaxing by the fire. But it's change of pace. It's
or
like
an
Mencia.
Appetizer wine.
Could be. It's like Mencia. It is a change of pace wine. You've been doing Merlot Cab, Zin, blah, blah, blah. You want something a little bit different. This is what you go for. This is what you pull out.
And I think this is a great wine to expand your palate on. It to is. Not just be drinking all these huge wines.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to... This makes me think of when I would like to drink it. I'm cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're just, I'm relaxing. Yeah. I love to cook. You're just chilling. And this is just a nice drinkable wine. Yeah. You know, I don't have to focus on it. I don't have to
concentrate on drawing air over it. There's nothing difficult about it, and it's pleasing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can relax. I can do something I enjoy.
Fantastic. I can see you cooking with this and like making something. Be like, oh, let me pour some in. Like,
oh, no, this is mm-hmm. the classic example mm-hmm. of. This would be fantastic for deglazing a pan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This would be perfect for mm-hmm. doing that.
It's a good waste of wine.
It would be, but,
you know, this would actually do well with filet.
Yeah.
It would do good with, filet mignon. Yeah. Just not overly prepared, no demi-glaze.
Just a nicely done.
Yep.
Yes, nicely done filet.
Medium, rare filet.
Yep. Yeah, that's what it would be, a filet. And I give it 88 of my points as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts this wine in the Value Hall of Fame.
Hooray.
And it is well deserved. And you know what, Wagner? You get a tip of the cap.
Tip of the cap. I
would, am very pleased with them.
And you know, folks,
if this wasn't sold out, I'd buy more right now.
When you go to their website, they've got some interesting things going on. They've got a nice little restaurant named after the founder's granddaughter who actually runs the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
They have a brewery.
Yeah.
But when you look at their portfolio of wines, it's rather impressive the broad nature of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't count them, but probably 25 different offerings.
Yeah. And so you know, Triple B and I are planning on going to the Finger Lakes this spring. One of the places that we are going to go to is Wagner.
I would go. The restaurant, the view from the dining room out over a patio was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Really well done website. And it just...
It's better than Wagner's website. I mean, it is. Their website sucks. This was a nice website.
And
yeah,
it's like cool. You said, tip of the cap. Well done.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, great wine. Obviously, it's great to support something that's lower volume, lesser known.
And
683 cases.
It's like when I'm out and about, whether I'm here in Central Ohio or wherever I'm at in my travels, I love to support mom and pop restaurants. Mm-hmm. This winery feels like a mom and pop winery, even though who knows, I don't know whether they make shit tons of money and they have mm-hmm. other wines that are higher volume than this. What was it, 600 case production, something like that?
Yeah, 6-7. Yeah.
Get your hands on this, folks.
Just so you know, folks, this is available on wine.com. It might be sold out currently, but I'm sure. Check back. That's who does sell their wine. So, wine.com.
Would you try a Riesling from them? We're not particularly Riesling drinkers, but.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Why not? It's as good as Hogue.
Don't be nice.
We liked Hogue.
But I'm talking about just a dry Riesling, not the late harvest.
Hey, it's got yes, I would. And folks, by the way, remember, check out our B-Sides page on our website, winevault.org, where you can listen to episodes that are just not as, I don't know, don't have the je ne sais quoi. Well, yes.
Or ramblings.
Or ones we just forgot about. They're old and fuck it. Yeah, we'll put it on the website. People listen to it.
Drunken ramblings.
We've got some good feedback from that. We've had some hits on that. People are enjoying that. So, folks, we're glad we can be of service. So, you won't hear this episode though. Obviously on that you'll hear this on the Libsyn very very soon. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu. And see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.